What about a little bit of crocodile pie?
Well, coming out of Wyndham, of all places, right up in the top end of the state, just a little bit down from Kununurra, but it's a beautiful spot as far as the water is concerned. You go and look at the water, but there's a lot of crocodiles there, and I'm amazed when I read in the paper this morning that there's a pie, and it's called the crocodile pie. They've also got some other yummy things there as well. It's a bakery in Wyndham. Alan Hayes is the manager and joins us right now. Good morning to you.
Good morning. How you going?
Very good. How long have people been munching on the old croc pies?
I think about 5 weeks I've had them on the menu.
Okay. So where do you get the crocodile to actually make them?
It comes from the butcher in Kununurra called Tender Spot, and he gets it from the farms in Darwin.
Okay. Right. So it's the harvest for basically eating.
Yeah, we get the tail fillet in. It's the, I think, the only real good part of the croc.
Okay, now we've been having a competition here about what a croc pie will actually taste like. I wrote down chicken.
Yeah, it's sort of chicken. It looks like chicken when it comes in, but it tastes a little bit different. Out of all the meats, it'd be closest to chicken for
sure. Yeah, every unusual pie tastes like chicken. Now, how much croc is actually in the pie?
A handful, quite a bit actually.
Righto. Is there other mixtures that kind of make it an absolute ripper?
We do it with, it's in a white sauce with veggies and like a hint of lime. But we also do a barramundi pie as well, which is quite popular. We have different flavours in them as well.
Right. Okay. And how are they being selling the croc pies?
Really good. I think it's more of a novelty thing up here in dry season when it's throw season. Everyone just comes in just to say they can try it pretty much.
How much?
Yeah. They're $10.
$10 for a pie?
Yeah.
That includes sauce?
Hang on, you had Millsy until that point.
Yeah,
is it free sauce, Alan?
Pardon?
Do you get free sauce for $10?
Yeah, absolutely, for you.
Right. Now, what other pies have you got? Is there the barramundi pie on the
beautiful,
go?
Yep.
Barramundi are really popular. We've got potato pie, pepper or mushroom, bacon and cheese or plain. Yeah, sausage rolls, parties, everything really.
Right. How many tourists are in the area at the moment, Alan?
It's starting to slow down now for sure, but in July we were just flat out every single day, but there's probably still a couple of hundred.
Right. Our producers have been on your website, and they reckon your pastries and your donuts look amazing.
Yeah. The donuts are a big hit, for sure. Jam and cream donuts, can't sell enough of those.
Do you reckon if you sent a box of donuts down from Wyndham, would they still be all right when they got here, do you think?
No, we use fresh cream. That'd be rock hard, I
reckon. No, would they?
So tell me, how many people live in Wyndham as a matter of interest?
I think during the wet season, maybe like 600 or 700, not many at all.
Right.
I know. What's there to do in Wyndham? Like, you know, working day comes to an end.
Eat pies.
Yeah, apart from eat pies. Yeah. Like Friday night, what would you do on a Friday night about 8 o'clock if you wanted to head out?
Out is really only the community club in town.
Right.
Otherwise, Kununurra is 100 kilometres away. But everyone just loves to go fishing here. Fishing and boating.
Fishing's the go. And they're very sporty out there. They love their sport. So that's a good spot to visit. Alan, good on you. Congratulations. I think you're the first person we've known ever to have a croc pie. So good luck to you.
Oh, awesome. Thank you.
Good on you. Good on you, Alan. And we follow pies.
Do you like to try a crocodile pie?
You know what turned me off?
Mm.
When she said it had white sauce on top of the croc with vegetables.
Why does that turn you off?
Well, vegetables for a start, but also the white sauce.
Mm.
I mean, a true pie has to be brown. That's the first criteria for a pie
for me. Thank you, Homer Simpson over there.